Jaymond G on the fly, and because it's a Monday, that means we're in vintage. We're always in vintage on a Monday, and it's a great way to start out the show. They always have exciting new things every year. For an organization called Vintage, it's kind of funny that we have new things, but we do every year. And with us today is John Hoffman. He's the president of Vintage, which is the organization within the organization here at EAA. And Ray Johnson, who's one of the Vintage directors. Gentlemen, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you.
So, Ray, why don't you lead us along the path here and have John explain some of the things that have happened over the last year and what we're doing going forward.
Well, we're broadcasting from the Rose Memorial Plaza right here in front of the Red Barn in the Vintage Aircraft Association area. And with us, we have John Hoffman. He's the president of the Vintage Aircraft Association. And we have a lot of new things. This is a big year for us. The biggest thing is right here where we're broadcasting, where we do Vintage in Review, we have shade.
Yes, I see that.
We have shade over the bleachers. John, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
So much going on. Tell us what's going on in Vintage.
We have a lot going on. We erected this shade after a few people who are directors sat out here and said, well, it's hot out here on these bleachers and miserable, so we had a little capital campaign and came up with this awning system that seems to be doing a really good job. And while we were at it, we wanted to make Ray really happy and have really improved our sound system. It's really a great area right now.
Yes, and we do Vintage in Review at 10:45. We start with Ladies for Liberty. We do that every morning where we bring three airplanes up here, three very interesting airplanes and pilots, and interview them, as well as we do engine runs like the 1915 OX5 engine.
And we're having a concert here today, too. Because of our proximity to Theater in the Woods, it sounds like they're putting on a show over there. So if you hear that in the background, that's just an added bonus.
John, we're looking for members in the Vintage Aircraft Association, and we also have the Red Barn campaign. You want to tell us about all that?
Yes. People don't realize, many people don't, that the VAA does not get any money from EAA. We're a wholly special interest community within EAA, and we're kind of our own entity. So we're a nonprofit, of course, but we get our money through dues and for our main fundraiser, which is called Friends of the Red Barn. And Friends of the Red Barn money is allocated to improving this area. So this is how we were able to build this awnings and pay for the speakers and do improvements around here that have happened over the last few years. So joining VAA is a $45 add-on to your EAA membership. If you are not an EAA member and would like to be a VAA member, there is a basic membership available that's $57. You can do that on the web. And if you join here at AirVenture, there's a few perks. You get 10% off in the Red Barn, but that goes for every VAA member. You get a free breakfast at Tall Pines, which is one of our other fundraisers, you don't get one of the best breakfasts on the field. The other fundraiser, of course, being the Red Barn store, where you get 10% off, and three free bags of ice. And that seems to have been a very popular thing over the last couple of years.
And John, we also have the bookstore back here and the Red Barn store. And all the profits from the bookstore and the Red Barn stall all benefit the Vintage Aircraft Association.
That's correct. That is how we are able to continue to move forward and make these improvements. And actually, for the Vintage area, you're right. We can be more progressive that way.
That's right. So how does it look? I mean, this is AirVenture. Of course, this is the culmination of a year's work. And I know this begins as soon as the page is closed on the previous year, you start working on the next year. What other things does VAA do during the year for its membership?
We have a magazine. It's world class. There's six issues a year of our Vintage Airplane magazine. And we're improving our website right now to offer more community. And all your, basically all, every back issue that's been published is online.
That's pretty
for
amazing.
Members. So yeah. they go back to 1970. We were created in 1970. And the guest speaker at the first meeting was Eddie Rickenbacker.
No,
so
kidding.
that's pretty cool.
Well, John, and also we get involved like the tail, you know, the Piper deal. You can talk about a little bit of that?
Yeah, we do. We also can leverage our size and our power for advocacy. So, you know, when the Piper Rutter came, AD came out, proposed AD, we spent a lot of money and a lot of time and fought that. Did we win completely? No, but we were able to change some things. So, like, you know, J3 rudders, you can replace them within 10 years or an alternate means of compliance. But, you know, instead of that having to be done right away. So we do advocate. We do leverage. And, you know, we can leverage EAA as well for that kind of advocacy. So, but we are here to keep these planes flying. Find new ways for maintenance and working with keeping these birds going in well into the future.
Yeah, well, and of course, parts is always an issue. And with some of the new rules that have come out with Mosaic, et cetera, people are able to find other ways to create parts, which is fantastic for these older airplanes.
Yeah, Mosaic has been a real benefit for us. So, you know, it's just allowing sport pilots to experience a lot more airplanes. So, you know, 59-172, you know, you're going to be flying that as a sport pilot, you know. And there's, you know, Ray's Chief, you could fly that as a sport pilot, you know. And there are many more airplanes that are available. And I think that is going to be a huge benefit for the vintage community and bring many more pilots in.
John, right here during the convention, volunteers. We need volunteers, and last year we exceeded a little over 600 volunteers just in vintage.
I think it was more like 700, okay. Actually. But
speak to the volunteers, and we have a booth here. If you're interested in any kind of volunteering, you can sign up. There's a myriad of jobs we have.
Yeah, there's a membership or a volunteer booth across from the membership booth over by the vintage sign close to the Red Barn. And we have, in VAA, we only have one paid staff person. The rest of this is all volunteer run. And, you know, many of our volunteers, they give up their vacations. This is their vacation. They come here because this is their family.
Yeah, and some of them have been coming for decades and decades.
Yeah, decades. Yeah, I'm my first air venture. Well, it wasn't air venture then, but it was in 1978, and I found the program from that the other day, and the footprint of that was quite different from what it is now.
Yeah, and the benefits were different too.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so let's talk about this week. A little bit of a smoky start. Took a while to get the airplanes coming in, but once it cleared up, boy, that line at Fisk was long, and a lot of people have arrived since the weather cleared.
Yeah, they were backed up as far as the Dells, as from what I understand.
So, Wisconsin Dells, yeah,
Wisconsin Dells, and we're pretty full, but we won't ever say. I've been told by parking people not to use the F word, so.
Yeah,
so
we're not,
you know,
full. We're reorganizing.
There you go.
We're rearranging and reorganizing.
I believe over 800 airplanes on the ground last night.
Yeah.
At once here in the Vintage Aircraft Association.
Oh, well, that's a good number.
Yeah,
and more continue to come.
So. Correct. Yes.
If you are wondering whether you should come to AirVenture this year, there is in fact plenty of room. So hop in your plane and shoot on up here to Oshkosh.
There is plenty of room. Come along and have fun.
So we have a couple minutes left of this segment. What else would you like to address, John? Is there anything special to your heart that you want to convey to the membership or to the listeners?
I just want to just say how much I appreciate, especially our volunteers, our members. It's it's heartwarming when people pull me aside and say, hey, thanks. And, you know, you often wonder if you're doing a decent job or the right thing. And it's just nice to be around and nice to just talk to all the people out here.
John, this is aviation. If you're not hearing anything negative, then there isn't anything negative.
That's right. Yeah, that's true.
Well, and we invite you to come up to our village here. We have some old-fashioned Wisconsin hospitality in the Red Barn. You can get some lemonade and popcorn. But John has quite the golf cart. And if you see this bright orange golf cart running around, say hi to John.
Say hi.
He'd like to meet you.
I call it the Great Pumpkin. It's got Vintage One on it. It's hiding over there. It's electric, so it's on the charger right now. But I love to meet anybody. So.
Yeah, we'll invite you to stop in and browse in the bookstore, all kinds of aviation books, the Red Barn store. Again, visit the Red Barn. We have a little museum in there that you can look around. And all those proceeds benefit the Vintage Aircraft Association.
That's awesome. John Hoffman, president of the Vintage Aircraft Association, thanks for kicking off the show with us today.
Thank you very much for having me.
And for doing great work throughout the year to bring this all together. JMIG, we're on the fly. We're at Vintage today. It's a fine Monday, kind of breezy, so we apologize in advance for the wind noise and the microphones, but we have a great show planned for you today, so don't go away. Stick around. We'll be right back. You're listening to EA Radio.